Bro. Welcome back to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. We're going to be talking about who opened the quote-unquote forbidden door last night in AEW, and who else was a big surprise. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So, last night's episode of AEW Dynamite on TBS was absolutely phenomenal. We got another great Jade Cargill match. We got a phenomenal AEW World Championship match between Adam Hangman Page and Lance Archer in a Texas Death Match. We got FTR against CM Punk and a mystery partner that if Punk lost, he didn't get his rematch. Punk wins, he gets his rematch. Well, Punk's mystery partner, Jon Moxley. Huge pop for that, by the way. Huge pop. But we get a backstage segment. Young Bucks are talking to Roppongi Vice. And all of a sudden they attack him. Well, Adam Cole helps attack him. They go to hit the BTE trigger. And Adam Cole looks at the camera and says, "Wait, why is he here?" And out from behind the camera walks the man who opened the forbidden door and has now slammed it shut, apparently. None other than the Switchblade, Jay White. Was huge. Absolutely huge. I talked about on the podcast before this who was going to open it, if Jay White would resonate with the diehard American fans, and jury's still out. We'll see. Well, for me, I knew who Jay White was. That was beneficial. But if you didn't know who he was before that, get ready for an exciting ride. I think it's going to lead to a great Bullet Club, feud storyline. Especially with Cole, Omega, and Jay White all have led the Bullet Club. I expect the Good Brothers to get involved, so who knows. The big announcement, the big signing last night. Isaiah Cassidy's in the match against a mystery partner. The winner qualifies for the Face of the Revolution ladder match. Well, out comes a massive human who happens to be Limitless. People bask in his glory. It's none other than Keith Lee. And Keith Lee puts on an absolutely phenomenal match. Great high spots. Some interesting moves. I think he botched, botched it off the, there was a stunner on the ring rope, and I'm not sure he got all of it. But there were some huge, huge moments. Keith Lee showed his athleticism. And I said on the other podcast, I didn't think Keith Lee was the one to move the needle mover for AEW. The crowd popped, which was huge. And I apologize to Keith Lee about that. I popped because I fell in love watching Keith Lee when he was in NXT. And to see his run on the main roster was kind of just, eh. But let's hope AEW uses him the correct way. So that was your two big announcements last night from AEW. Jay White and Keith Lee. The jury is still out to see how well they use these two, but obviously it's got to be better than what the other company would. So that was your two announcements, Jay White, Keith Lee. Here's going forward. I know there's going to be more announcements made in the next couple months, so stay tuned for those. Thank you again. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Hope you thoroughly enjoyed our breaking down of the debuts of the Switchblade and the Limitless one. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.